you're telling the witness.
Anyway. Okay. Simen Shin Sadi Dalit. Shelo Liskashos Al Hames Yosumidai. Aleph Aim Miskashon Al Mace Yosumidai. Vikol Maskeshal of Yosumidai Al Mace Acher Hu Boche. This is very harsh. You're not allowed to mourn overly much. You're not allowed to take it too hard. And if you do, then you're crying on another mace, which is a very, you know, indirect way of saying that someone who's miskasha al mace too much, then he's going to die. So meaning you can't be too overwhelmed by grief. Ella, but you're supposed to be overwhelmed by grief. Okay, shloshi yom lebachi. 3 days is for bachi, shiva lehesped. Shiva, the Shiva is time for Hesped, Shloshim was forced to Gichot, and then we continue mourning practices for 30 days, and obviously Yud Beis Chodesh, four of the Imo. Okay, obviously this is meant in general terms, it doesn't mean if you see a guy crying on the fourth day that you have to yell at him. But it means there's a general idea that first comes the stage of Bechi, of just uncontrolled, not being able to deal with it, and then comes the stage of dealing with it by really focusing on it very, very much in terms of what you talk and think about. And then comes the stage of, you know, not quite being back to yourself. And then comes being back to normal life. One cannot become too obsessed over Avelis. Beis ba'medim arum shar ha'amchul. Mi'echam ha'kol fi chachmas. And this is for a regular person. But a Talmud Chacham, it's not sure the Talmud Chacham died. It's that, you know, we lost his Torah knowledge. He still has Torah knowledge in Ol Haba, but we lost his Torah knowledge, and therefore there is more. There's a longer period of avelos. Ve'ein boch kol fi chachmas. It all depends on the circumstances. But maximum no bechi more than 30 days. We must be on the yosim yiris chodesh. Maximum no hesped more than 12 months. Kein chachim shbash v'asal achi yiris chodesh. Ein must be no love. And likewise, even if no one knew that he died, and you only heard 12 months later that he died. If it's after 12 months. Then you do not do hesped anymore after 12 months. Okay, we all know there's semi-hesped.
It seems unclear whether it's like, is that a chayav, like, that you shouldn't do more? Because it's in the context of don't overdo it, or?
Yeah, it seems to be that it's inappropriate.
Okay. The wording is a little.
I hear the time. Yotzen beitzim first, v'pokel al-meisim shol shiyam shem adayim chay. For the first 3 days after burial, you go to the cemetery and just check if the guy's knocking. In case we accidentally buried him alive, the Shach points out, obviously, that doesn't apply nowadays, because besides the fact that nowadays, like, doctors check to make sure that he's dead, you know, and they know a lot of science, but also nowadays you bury someone 6 feet underground, like, if we did make a mistake, then we wouldn't be able to tell, as opposed to those days, they buried someone in a cave or something, then they could hear him shouting from inside the cave. Dalid, but don't worry. Nowadays, you don't bury people alive. You know, the doctors check them out. Dalid, called Shloshi Yamagira Ha'avol Ki'ilu Kerub Menachtel Ben Seifav. Here's interesting, meaning the fact that someone's relative died should cause them to remember their own mortality, right? For 3 days, the Avol sees himself as if there's a sword on his shoulders, meaning as if he's about to die. Mishlosha V'ad Shiva, or sorry, if he's on the threshold of death. For the rest of Shiva, as if it is in the corner facing him. For Shloshim, as it was passing him in the street. And for the whole year, the Midas Adin is aimed at that. And if a baby boy is born, then that removes that threat. And then, hey, just to go with this, Echem Echabur Shed Meis, Yid Tidag Kolachabura, right? If one of even not a relative, one of a group of friends dies, then the whole group of friends should worry about the fact that their turn might be next.
What's the pshat in all this?
So the pshat in all this is, one can understand this on two levels. On the simplistic level, one could say that, you know, there are just forces in the world, be they physical or metaphysical, you know, which obviously affect some people more than others based on their family or based on their social circles and patterns of behavior. And therefore, if one person dies, that makes it more likely that another person will die. But it seems to be, you know, And maybe one would have to make that a metaphysical force, otherwise what's between 3 days and 7 days, etc. But it seems to be that perhaps it's not only meant on the surface level, as in, there might actually be some force out to get you, but on a deeper level, on the deeper level, human beings have this psychological defense mechanism, right? It's called that wouldn't happen to me, right? Anything that happens to anyone, right? Our first natural reaction built into our brains, probably for good reason, because you don't want to always walk around afraid and depressed about everything, is that, oh, that's him, but it wouldn't happen to me, and really, sometimes it's very logical. Oh, that person died in a car crash. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt, but I do wear a seatbelt, where it's more like scientifically based. And then even if there's no scientific base, you're like, oh, that person, that's because he lives, in Muncie, where they have like country roads nearby, people are used to driving less carefully, but I live in Staten Island where people drive very carefully, which is, whatever it is, you always come up with some reason. He was 51, I'm only 49 and a half. I'm not that kind of person. You always have a psychological defense mechanism where someone dies, you're like, oh, well, that's not shaykh to me. And I think what this is telling you is that no, that obviously not to be too obsessed, right? It says there's, not to the rest of your life walk around not normal, but when someone dies, then you are supposed to come to grips with your own mortality as well. And do a cheshbon nefesh, as we'll see in the next sif. Right? Someone dies, then okay, you have to realize that you also will die someday. And, right, we'll see a little later, right? The Shach says that everyone dies. In case you don't trust the secular scientist, the Shach says that everyone dies. But in all seriousness, I think maybe even part of Kavod HaMeis, why is in Hilchos Avelos, that part of Kavod HaMeis is not to say, oh, well, that person dies, but people like me don't die, is that that person dies, and if you really take that death seriously, it causes you to question your life as well. Like, if you really identify with that person, appreciate the loss of that person, then it's not like, oh, that's a different kind of person who dies, but I'm the kind of person who doesn't die. No, you're like, that person died, and we're all mortal, and it causes you to think about your own mortality, and that's what it means. Obviously, at first, it causes you to think in a more debilitating way, and then, step by step, in a more healthy way. And I think that's true in general. Echem chabura shemes, not necessarily tidei kol chabura, just in the simple level of like maybe like the same force that got him is going to get me. But that if he's mortal, I'm mortal, and therefore what? So let's just go one more. Kol mi she'inu mas'avah kmo she'tziva chachamar, he's achzori el yifchad v'yidek v'fash v'maisa v'yas v'tshuva. Whoever is not mas'avah, like Chazal say, is cruel, meaning is uncaring. Rather, what does it mean to care about the person who died? To care about the person who died means, obviously, to cry for the person who died and be sad the person died, and also for someone to be afraid of their own mortality and to do a cheshbon nefesh, to do tshuva, and to make something more of their life. Because if you really take seriously the fact this person died and you're not indifferent about it, then it makes you realize your own mortality. And if you realize your own mortality, it makes you realize that you have to shift your priorities and improve what you do as long as you're here while you have the chance to do things and do tshuva.
Is this even if someone dies of old age?
What? Even if someone dies of old age, we're all going to get to old age also.
No.
So if someone dies of old age, how can I see the sword on my shoulders? After all, this guy was 95 and, I'm 30. Okay, so within reason, everyone on their own level. These are not, hopeful yavur. This is a general approach. Okay,
but you should try to feel somewhat, or like...
Yes, even when someone dies who's 95, we should realize that, his days were numbered, our days are also numbered. We hope we'll get 95 and more. But no one knows exactly how much they'll... If someone dies at 95, then no one knows how many years they have. He died when his time is up. We're all going to die when our time is up. We hope it'll be 120. But no one knows. Therefore, b'chol yom yivana v'gadecha livanim. Shin sadi hei. Mikzas yom sheva shlozim kulo. Back to more concrete halachos. Kevin she'amdu menachem me'etzel ha'avol b'yom ha'shvi, motem chol dvarim she'asur b'hem toch sheva. Once the menachem get up, usually our minhag is, unlike what some of the achronim have when they didn't have minyan in the sheva house on the seventh day, our minhag is that people come for shacharis on the seventh day, and then they stay to be Menachem, they stay for a few minutes. to be Menachem, and then they get up. And when they get up, then that's Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and Shiva is over. And now he's muttering everything. The Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, Lo Shna Mitzvah Yom Shvi, Lo Shna Mitzvah Yom HaShloshim, right? May the same rule applies for Shiva, the same rule applies for Shloshim. That Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, you only have to keep a little. How much of Shloshim? Kim Shahane Tzachama, B'yom Shloshim, Batlu Mimenu, Gzeiras Shloshim, right? Hanates, those who are into dictum should notice the hay is actually part of the verb. It's not an article. Even though nowadays, you know, people are inclined to leave out the hay, but really hay is part of the verb. Kevin Shahanates Hachama. Once the sun rises on the 30th day, that's already Mitzvah Yom Kekulo and Batlu Mimenu Gzeiras Shloshim. And Farshim explained that since on the 30th day there's no action that we do, therefore, as soon as some of the day passes, that's Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Since on Shiva, there's a Nichum that's done, there's something that's done, so you have to do that in order to count it as Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. You have to make Kayim, whatever the proper key of the day is, in order to keep it count it as Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Adds the Rama, Uvendinos Eloshein Menachem Megillah Lovi Yom Zayin. He's not talking about our countries. Every country I've been in, the Menachem coming Yom Zayin. But apparently in Poland in the Rama's time, Sarach lahamtim at shosh regilin hamenachem and lovo b'shar yomim. The hainu la'achritzim basic nes regilin lovo menachem. Came the relieved. Look, mash regilin lahamtim shalom yom. The inner door tali rachminus hamenachem. Apparently, in his days, Menachem didn't come on the seventh day. So what do people do? A lot of people demanded to wait 1 hour on the clock. He says that doesn't make any sense. There's nothing about clock hours. That's not relevant here. Rather, you have to wait the amount of time that if the Menachem were here, they would have come, which in his days was after Shacharis ends. They would go to shul for Shacharis, then come to their house, and then be Menachem. Here, it's a bit of a tzarech iyun. I must admit that I looked at the Bavli Shulchan. He asked, like, why not just as soon as the sun rises? Because there's nothing they do on the seventh day in the Ramah's town. Then it should be like the 30th day. It should be Mitzvah Yom Kekulo right away, because they're not going to do anything. Like, why wait the amount of time the Menachem would have come? Okay, he answers, no, it's just because they made like a minhag of a low plug. In some towns, Menachem came, sometimes they didn't, so they made a minhag, but it's not really made Ikar HaDin. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe there's a better answer out there.
In the times of the Ramah, would they have a minyan on the first 6 days?
In the times of the Ramah, it's a great question.
It sounds like you're saying the time that they would usually come, which was after Shul, meaning they wouldn't come for minyan.
Yeah. That's what it makes it sound a little like. But it's not so clear. That is what it sounds like. It's just not so clear, because that would mean then how would the Yovel say Kaddish at the time of the Ramah, right? It would be a little funny. L'chor, the Yovel still has to say Kaddish. So I wasn't sure how to interpret this Ramah. I could see if the Bavli Shulchan says anything here. Does he say anything on this Ramah? He doesn't comment on he says maybe it's talking about where the other went out to shul and then came home. And in his days they ended up in a case where he went to couldn't get a minion in his house. But it's not clear. We'll have to leave that to you. Okay. There's a whole discussion. What about two things? Number one, do you say the Shulchan Aruch here assumes you only say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo in the Yom, not in the Laila? Like, you can't just wait an hour at night and count this as Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. The Torah brought a machlokas about this, and Rabbeinu Tam was noted to be makel, at least if necessary. The Maisa we paskin Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, you need the Yom. Why? Because the Ikar Kim is the Yom. However, the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph quotes a Radvaz, who says that for mitzvah purposes, we're somech on the Ramban and others who say mixtas of the Laila counts. And therefore, he was matar Talmud Torah and Tashmash Amita after he waited a little at night. Lamaisa, that is not the minute. We don't assume that. We assume that the Gesher HaChaim says maybe there's other Tzadim Lahakel. But all else being equal, we assume not like the Radvaz, rather like the Shulchan Aruch, that Mixta Yom Kekula only applies during the day, not at night. The other issue discussed in the Achronim here is, what about Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? And here we have three possibilities. The Taz later on quotes from the Bach, says there's no Mixta Yom Kekula on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, yeah? Shabbos is the seventh day, yeah. Funeral on Sunday, right? Funeral's on Sunday, the seventh day is Shabbos. That happens often. I mean, the seventh day is never Friday, or almost never, not in any normal cases, but the seventh day can be Shabbos. So very often funerals are on Sunday. Matter of fact, funerals are more often on Sunday than any other day because they don't have them on Shabbos. So what if the seventh day is Shabbos? The Bach says there's no Mixta Yom Kekula on Shabbos. Since you can't do Avelos Farhesya, you can't show Avelos on Shabbos, therefore there's no Kiyum of Avelos. You can't have Mixta Yom Kekula until you do a Kiyum. The Taz thinks, no, that Mixta Yom Kekula just means whatever you're supposed to be doing that day. So on a weekday, you have to Menachemim, that Mixta Yom Kekula. But on Shabbos, all you have to do is refrain from Dvarim Shevetzina. You know, wake up for a few minutes in the morning, not wash and not learn, and then that will count as a Mixta Yom Kekula, and therefore we say Mixta Yom Kekula even on Shabbos. We paskin like the Taz. However, the minhag is that we don't say Mixta, that he keeps Avelos on Shabbos till after Shul. That's what the Taz says the minhag is. Just like on a weekday after Shacharis, he stops Avelos on Shabbos, he stops Avelos after Shul, and that's why in Pisrei Tshuva Sukkot and Beis here quotes in the Givas Shaul that says he shouldn't, at least in the old days, when they didn't wear Shabbos clothing, he shouldn't wear Shabbos clothing till after Shacharis, because we keep Avelos till after Shacharis. And that's the Halacha L'Maisa. The Halacha L'Maisa is that the Bach says, no Mixta Yom Kekula, we paskin. There is Mixta Yom Kekula on Shabbos, but the minhag is to still keep Avelos Shiva, but Tzina on Shabbos, until after Shul.
So, I don't understand, how does it work according to the Bach? You don't finish until Sunday morning?
No, you don't finish until Tzeisa Kacham. Till Saturday night, till Avdallah. Then the seventh day is over.
So he's counting Laila. Oh, he's saying you just need the full seventh day.
You need the full seventh day. Yes. Okay. The that come up a lot. Sif Beis Shama Shmur Rechoka Belaila Kaven Desagi B'Sha'acha Salka Afilo Belaila. If someone heard of Shmur Rechoka, remember, Shmur Rechoka, there's only 1 hour of Avelus, which doesn't mean an hour. It means a Shah, few minutes of Avelus. What if someone heard Shmur Rechoka at night? Then he doesn't have to count a certain number of days. He just has to keep like one mitzvah yom. That counts even at night. Here, this is the Maharim Rutenberg. This is a very subtle chiluk. When you have to count a certain number of days, it only counts during the day. The Rav liked to call that a malos. When you have to count 7 days or however many days, 30 days, only the day counts. But when you don't have to count a certain number of days, you just have to do avelos once, then even the nighttime counts. So in Shmur Rechoka, even a minute at night counts. Gimel, mishmeis avvo imo brosh chodesh nisan. Lo amrinu mechavtes va'adar sha'achar mitzvah yom kekulo. Elo tzorch lino dvar ma'asur b'yid beis chodesh. Ad she'ikaneis rosh chodesh nisan. That even though we say mitzvah yom kekulo by shivan, by shloshim, we don't by yod beis chodesh. If someone's mother or father died, for example, rosh chodesh nisan, and then the year is over on chavtes adar, we don't say Mixta Yom Kekula when they wake up in the morning and the sunrise and Chavtes Adar. They're allowed to go to parties. Rather, they have to keep the whole day. There's no Mixta Yom Kekula in Yubeis Chodesh. They have to keep the whole last day. Why is there no Mixta Yom Kekula in Yubeis Chodesh? So all the Rishonim say, first of all, not everyone agrees to this. In the Pesachei Tshuva brings down again, the Radvaz, twice in this simon, full two-thirds of the Pesachei Tshuva is in this simon. Our Radvaz is being makel against the Mechaber. The Radvaz says we do say Mixta Yom Kekula. However, that is not the Minhag. The Minhag is like the Mechaber, not like the Radvaz. Why not? So the simple pshat is because Shiva is 7 days. So we say Mixta days Kekula. Shloshim is 30 days. Mixta days Kekula. Yud Beis Chodesh is not 254 days. 354 days. It's 12 months. And we don't say Mixta Yom Kekula by Mixas HaChodesh Kekula. Then it would only be 11 months and an hour. No, we only say Mixas Yom is Kekula, not Mixas of a Chodesh is Kekula. And the Rama adds, V'nagu l'hosev oda yom shemes v'avo eim l'nog v'odin yod v'chodesh v'nachonu. The minhag is, the Yud Beis Chodesh, does not include the yard site. Right? If the funeral was on, let's assume, for the sake of simplicity, he died and was buried in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then Yud Beis Chodesh starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan and ends Chav Tes Adar. Next Rosh Chodesh Nisan is already after Yud Beis Chodesh. But he says the Minag Ashkenaz is that we, it's a little funny, right? The yard site comes right after Yud Beis Chodesh. And for Yud Beis Chodesh, Avelos Avelos, all of a sudden the yard site and they're going to go to a party, right? They can all of a sudden celebrate on the yard site. Doesn't make sense. Therefore, Minag Ashkenaz, Alpi Minag, is to add the yard site to the Yud Beis Chodesh and keep the Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh through the yard site. Here we have different minhagim about this. The about let's say the first yard site. So, one second, yeah. Says the well, the first yard site pretty posh. Says the Shach in Sivkat and Gimel, quoting the Bach. Either Taz also quotes the Bach, says this only applies in a regular year, not in a leap year. It's not that there's special avelos on the first yard site. It's not that there's special avelos on the first yard site. It's just that since it's next to the Yud Beis Chodesh, you should keep avelos. However, let's say it was a leap year, then there's Yud Beis Chodesh, there's another month till the yard site. Then this minhag does not apply. The minhag is just you shouldn't like stop doing avelos davka on the yard site. But if you already stopped avelos a month ago, then you don't have to do misabel on the yard site. That is the chiddush of the Bach, which is quoted by the Shach and the Taz, and which we paskin like. The more controversial issue is what we already mentioned beforehand. How about every year on the yard site? Right, let's say first year is a leap year. So the yard site, there's no avelos. It's already 13 months later. And let's say the second year, and the third year, and the fourth year. Is there avelos every year on the yard site? So if we look here, we mentioned this beforehand, the Levush, who's quoted by who quotes Levush here? The Taz here quotes Levush. The Levush says, no, there's no avelos on the yard site. We have no such minhag of avelos on the yard site. The Taz quotes from the Trumas Adeshen that it sounds like there is avelos every year on the yard site. We paskin in the middle, like the Shach says here, we paskin in the middle that on every year there's no full avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, but you shouldn't go to a party. And right, we saw in the Trumas Makom Shmuel's Mekel that if the small party can go, just not to wedding, etc. Okay, so that's how we paskin. There are three opinions about what to do every year on the yard site. The Trumas Adeshen, as the Taz points out, sounds like there's full avelos. The Levush says there's no avelos. And the Shach says, based on the Ramah, that there's halfway avelos. You shouldn't go to a wedding, but you don't have to keep the other parts of avelos every year on the yard site. And that is our minhag. Okay. Simen Shin Sadi Vav. Din Avol Shlo Nog Aviluso Kol Shiva. Avol Shlo Nog Aviluso Toch Shiva. An Avel who, for whatever reason, was not Misabel during Shiva, Bein Bishogim Mezid, Mashmo So Kol Shloshim. Basically, if he didn't sit Shiva, he can make it up anytime during Shloshim. Chutz Mea Kriyashim Lo Kor B'Shas Chimam, Eni Kor Eino Kor Yalu Toch Shiva, Chutz Mea V'Imo Shgura Fi Lachar Shiva. Okay, except for Kriya. Kriya, there's a special din called Chimam. Therefore, Kriya for other relatives, you have 7 days and then it's too late. For parents, Kriya applies forever. That's what we learned in Simen Shin Mem. As far as Avelos, parents and other relatives are the same. Within 30 days, if he remembers that realizes he should sit Shiva, he should start sitting Shiva then. After 30 days, it is too late. So let's say, I don't know, someone wasn't from, or someone was very angry and didn't want to sit Shiva, or for whatever reason, someone didn't sit Shiva. Then, if they realize until day 30, they should start then. If they realize on day 31, then they lost their chance and they were just mevatel the mitzvah of Shiva. Beis b'med varim amurim. B'med varim amurim. B'shlo nog avelos klal kol Shiva. That's if they didn't do avelos at all. Of them zilzel b'mitzvah yamim. But if they were just violated some of the days of avelos, b'nogam avelos, they kept some of the days just didn't keep all the days. Kiyom Misha Armelo Shemeshlo Mase Biyom Ha Aleph Vahaya Be'er Acherto Nagavelos Biyom Hasheni Balirov Nagavelos Ain Tarch LaHashem Umona Shivim Yom Rishon. Someone who kept part of Shiva, and the Chiddush is even if they didn't keep the beginning. Let's say they found out their father died and was buried on Sunday, and then but they were out of town, so they waited till Monday to start sitting Shiva. Even though they really only started on Monday, nope, it counts. Since they count, even Sunday counts, and they start counting Shiva from when they should have started and finished sitting Shiva. So the Chiddush is not only if someone sat Shiva on day one and then messed up day two and three and four, whatever, it still counts. Even if someone, they knew they were chayiv on day one, but they didn't start till day two, day one still counts. As long as they kept some part of Shiva, they have a kiyum of Shiva, and they were yotzei b'diavad. Other examples that the Mefarshim bring here are, let's say, a case of misinformation. Right? Let's say someone was told their father died. They started sitting Shiva the first day. They were told their father didn't die. And they stopped sitting Shiva. It still counts as long as they kept part of Shiva. That is good enough. The big discussion in the Shach and Tazir in the beginning of the Siman is what if you have someone who was sick and couldn't sit Shiva because they were sick? Right? They were too sick to sit Shiva. Then, okay, if they're too sick to sit Shiva, then we know. Then, it might be more complicated. Let's start with their case. Their case is they didn't do Kriya. Someone was sick, didn't do Kriya because they were sick in the hospital. And then they find out after 7 days, that they get better after 7 days. So someone found out their father died, or no, their brother died and was supposed to do Kriya, but they were too sick. Then after 7 days, they got better. What's the din? So here, they all quote a Bach, and it's not so clear. Says the Bach, if they were sick, then they tear Kriya afterwards, because afterwards the Shas Chimam. Here, we're not sure exactly what case they mean. The Taz says, no, it depends on the case. If they didn't tear Kriya because they were sick and they weren't with it, they weren't Datot Sola, Datot Slula, then when they get better, they tear Kriya. Why? Because they didn't even know until now. You can't call it Shas Chimam if they didn't even know what was going on. Right? They were so sick they didn't know what was going on. When they find out what's going on, then that's the Shas Shmua. That's the Shas Chimam, and they tear Kriya. However, if they were just didn't tear Kriya because they were too sick to tear Kriya, because they were disabled, but they knew what was going on, then says the Taz, if they get better after 7 days, it's too late to tear Kriya, because they already had the Shas Chimam when they were sick. They just couldn't tear.
Well, what would we count as mental denial step of grief? Would it be classified as anything anymore?
No, I think that's Shas Chimam. You can't say that's not Shas Chimam. If they're so overwrought by the news of this death, what do you mean denial? They mamish didn't believe it? They mamish didn't believe it, then when they start believing it, that's Shas Chimam.
There's no reason why they mentally refuse to do Kriya at this moment, even though they know the facts, but then are finally ready for it later.
It's an interesting question. What if they mamish, what do you mean, they didn't do Kriya because they didn't believe their brother died?
I mean, now, any psychologist would understand if, let's say, he believed it, he understood the sentence, but, refused to do any Avila's practice at a shock, for instance. Something like that. And then later, finally, it hits him and he realizes, I'm not ready to do it.
I don't know, that's a great question. I'm not sure.
Finally sets in later.
It's a great question. I'm not sure. What is that a Shas Chimam? Do you say, no, the Chimam was before and that's when he went crazy. Or no, the Chimam was later, after he's willing to come to grips with it. That's the Chimam. It's a great question. I'm not sure. I don't know. My gut reaction is that later is the Shas Chimam. That's when he comes to grips with it. But I'm not going to paskin.
Are you very much to stop someone from doing Kriya if they feel that's the moment of their Chimam?
No.
Okay.
So let's just chazer for a second here. The Shach and the Taz both quote a Bach. What if you have someone who was sick? So what about Kriya after Shiva, right, for other relatives? So if you say Lo Haisa Daitam Tzlula, then for sure they tear later, because later is Shas Chimam, because that's when they get their das back, right? Shas Chimam is when they get das. What about Stam Haisa Daitam Tzlula? There.
Lo yachlu l'kroa.
What if they were daitam tzlula? They were just too sick to tear. Then they get better. Then what do we say? The Taz is very clear that it's too late. They lost their chance. They missed their shas chimum. The shach and the bach is not so clear. The bach says when it's onus, but it's not so clear exactly what he means. The nachlas tzvi here assumes that the bach thinks that he's
potter. Says the Taz lo yikra achar kach. He missed the shas chimum. Says the Bach, at least that's how the Nachlas Tzvi understands him. He says, no, it's only Shas Chimam when you get better and you're able to tear.
Even though his mind, he was with it, he had his wits about him, when he couldn't do anything about it, that's not Shas Chimam. Shas Chimam, we can do something about it. L'maisa,
it's not even clear if the Bach really meant that. We pass on like Taz, that
if someone just was honest and couldn't tear, and 7 days pass, for another relative, they lost their chance. They lost their mitzvah. It's not shaschima. Only if they were so sick they didn't know what was going on, and then someone told them, then that would be a shaschima. How about for Avelis? What about Avelis? Right? Someone was sick, and then too sick for Avelis. Then they got better. What would be their din of avelus? So the Gesher Chaim says here, it's not discussed here explicitly, but says the Gesher Chaim, he says very postured, if it was lo haisa daito tsluya flula, they mamish didn't know what was going on. Then they would do avelus later. Chayav, or you would say, Monet Zion Velamid Kishay Yisrape. When he gets better, then he finds out about it and he counts Shiva and Shloshim because he didn't do Avelis yet. Of course, only if it is within 30 days, otherwise it's Shmur Rechoka. Kishay Yisrape, right? Unless you, but what about Paisa Daito Tzlula Velo Hayayacho Lehis Abel Machvas Choli. Right? He was with it. He knew his relative died. He just couldn't sit Shiva and do the proper avelus things because he was a chole. So here, Pasnei Yeshu Chaim, really, this is all from the Aruch HaShulchan also. He says, Yatsa Yidei Avelos Divivadai Nohag Dover Echad. He says he for sure kept some part of Avelis. Even someone who's very sick in the hospital and can't sit Shiva normally, he can't do the normal Avelis things, he for sure kept some part of Avelis, even when he was sick in the hospital. And therefore, that's enough to be Yotze, because even if he didn't keep 6.5 days of Avelis, and even if he only kept 1 or 2 Isurim that were relevant to him, you know, he for sure had like 1 time when he didn't do something because he was in Shiva, and then that's enough to be Yotze. So if someone's sick in the hospital, if they don't know what's going on, then it's the Shmu is only considered when they get better. And then if it's within 30 days, they start counting Shiva and Shloshim then. It's after 30 days, it's a Shmur Rechoka. But if someone knows what's going on, they're just very sick in the hospital and can't do anything, but they can still do a little Avelus, and therefore that little Avelus counts. Continuing. Gimel. Katan shmeis av v'ima filu hegdol tov shiva batamenu golden Avelus. This is very, very famous machlok between the Maharam, May Ruttenberg, and his Talmud, the Rush. What about a katan shenis gadil? A katan who either tok shiva or after shiva or even much later, right? Lo aleinu, but sometimes the katan's parents or relative pass away, and then he becomes bar mitzvah. What's the din? So here we have a famous machlok. It says the Maharam. He is chayiv. It says the Rosh, potter, right? Maran says he's chayiv in avelos because a katan is potter. Once he becomes a gadol, he's chayiv. How chayiv is he? So lechor, it depends. If he becomes a gadol within 30 days, then he's chayiv shiva and shloshim. After 30 days, it's already shmur rechoka. And so he would only be chayiv shah achas.
Maran says he's chayiv to start shiva.
Yes. It would be a funny thing. The guy died 29 days later with kids bar mitzvah. He then starts Shiva.
Maram says, because he wasn't chayiv and now he's chayiv. It's a big chiddush.
Big chiddush that Maram, no? But that's what he says. Okay, how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch here is very, very clearly like the Rush. Right? But not everyone agrees. So here's the Rush,
the Mechaber.
However, who famously disagrees? Anyone famously disagree in Paskin like the Maran? No, but close. Actually close.
Karov?
Bach.
Right. So the Bach passes like the Maram, but the Shach rejects him, and the Taz rejects him at much greater length.
Even though it was his father-in-law, still he does not show favoritism in Halach. What's the Svar of the Bach? The Svar of the Bach, this seems to revolve around what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between them. So says the Bach, because remember, there was another Machlokes. What was the other Machlokes in the Maram and the Rush? Havdalah. An Omne didn't say Havdalah, and then after burial, should he still say Havdalah? So says the Bach, here's the way the Bach sees things. Havdalah Achrei Aninos, Maharam says Chayav, the Rush says Potter. Avelos Achar Shenis Gadel. The Maharam says Chayav, and the Rush says Potter. Says the Bach, is this coincidence? Of course it's not coincidence. They have a general machlokes. What's their general machlokes? Now, forget what we learned in Siman Shin Mem Aleph. What does the Bach think their general machlokes is? Ah, this should be familiar to all of us this year.
Tashlim.
What's their general machlokes?
Dichoy b'mitzvos.
Is there dichoy? If at the first you were nidcha from a mitzvah, do you stay nidcha from it? Again, it's not really so similar to the dichoy b'mitzvos that we had in Daf Lamed Gimel Maseches Sukkah, because that was dichoy in the Chefza. Wasn't it the Gavra's potter from the Arminim? The Chefza is Nidcha. Here he means Dichoy and the Gavra from Mitzvah. So that's what he says, it's one Yisod. The Aram holds Ein Dichoy the Mitzvos, and the Rush holds Yesh Dichoy the Mitzvos. Okay? And says the Bach, and we Paskin, how do we Paskin by Abdullah? Like the Aram. He should be Mavdil until Tuesday. So says the Bach. Therefore, we paskin like the Maram, we paskin like the Maram, ein dichoy be'mitzvos. Shalom al Yisrael. That's the Bach. We, the Mechaber, obviously disagrees with the Bach, and he doesn't just disagree with which side he picks. He disagrees fundamentally. Why? Because the Mechaber paskin like the Maram by Abdullah, but like the Rush by Katan Shin Gad. So obviously, we, meaning we don't hold like the Bach, we hold this is not a machlokes dichoy mitzvos. Is it coincidence that the Maram says chayim and the Rush says potter twice? Yes, it's coincidence. They're two totally separate machlokes. Coincidentally, could it be there are two machlokes where the Maram says chayim and the Rush says potter? Yeah, I mean, it's not so unlikely. They argue about a lot of things, especially Hilchos Avelos. They both were osek very, very much so. Okay, so it so happens that they have the same sheet in two things, but it has nothing to do with each other. What do we say? Mechaber. What does the Mechaber say? He says, no. When it comes to Havdalah, the Maram says Chayav, and the Rush says Potter. Why? Because the Maram understands Chayav because the Iker Zman Havdalah is 3 days. And the Rush says, no, it's only Tashlumin for Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so if it's Tashlumin, then you're Potter. Apart from the Iker, Potter and Tashlumin. If it is the Iker here for 3 days, you're still Chayiv. And we Paskin, like the Maharam. That, he builds a wall. Nothing to do with their Machlokas here. Here, when it comes to Katan, Shenis Gadel, the Maharam says Chayiv. And the Rush says Potter. And here, The Taz has a whole different way of looking at the Rush than most people do. I'll stick with the standard way. Why does the Maharam say Chaya? The Maharam obviously thinks that the Iker Chiyuv of Avelos is within 30 days. I don't mean to keep Shloshim 30 days. I mean to start within 30 days. The Iker Chiyuv of Avelos is to start sometimes within 30 days. After all, he would say, there's Shloshim, even if you start on time, you have to go 30 days. So we see all 30 days, the Iker Chiyuv of Avelos. Says the Rush, no. The Iker Chiyuv is to start immediately. Starting late is Tashlumen. And that's why the Rush says that it's the same machlokes with two different things. They argue whether Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday is Tashlumen or is the Ikrisman. And they also argue whether starting Avelos late is the Ikrisman. You have to start Avelos at some time. The earlier the better. Or no. The Ikrisman is to start Avelos right away. It's only if you don't start Avelos right away at Tashlumen. And logically, it makes sense that the Rush makes more sense. Right? No, what do you mean? The Ikar Avelos is to start right away. Starting late is only Tashlumen. If you're a potter of the original, you're a potter from Tashlumen. And that's how we paskin. The Taz says he would have said this slightly differently. It's not that later on is Tashlumen. It's, although it's so slightly differently, I must admit, I don't fully appreciate what's so different about what he's saying. He's saying the Chiyuv can only be Chal at the time of Stimas HaGolah. And after that, it's too late for the Chiyuv to be Chal. Okay. Again, it seems to be saying very similar to what I thought the Rush was saying, which is that the Iker Chiyuv was right away and later Tashlumen. Okay, he thinks he's saying something different. I don't appreciate the amkus of what makes it so different. We all paskin like the Mechaber. However, we pass like the Mechaber. However, we should add two things. From the poskim, number one, says the Gesher Achayim a minhag. Agav, the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sivkatan Beis asks, he says, hold on a second, we machlokas earlier, way earlier, he says, right, in Siman Shin Mem, before it was even officially Hilchos Avelos, we had a machlokas in the Taz, Sivkatan Tes Vav, the Drisha here says, between the Taz quotes the Drisha, and the Shach, whether there's Chinuch and Avelos for Katan. So this Nechuba here points out that this whole question is a little, we possibly there's no Chinuch for Avelos for Katan, so then we understand this Machlokes better. If there's Chinuch Avelos for Katan, then he has to do it with Shem Chinuch anyway. If he's in this gadol very soon afterwards, what's enough gamina? Okay, but then he gives answer nay, because we possibly no chinuch avelos for katan. So that's a really good question. The katan's part of the gamrei. When in this gadol, what happens? Does he become chayev or did he miss his chance? We possibly miss his chance. Just two things. But what are the two things? Number one, what if he's in this gadol toch shiva? So it says here, even this gadol toch shiva, he's still potter, because it wasn't chal on him at the right time. Says the Gesher Chayim that the minhag is, if he's in his gadol toch shiva, it's a little weird for the whole family to keep shiva, not him. Then he keeps shiva with the rest of the family. That's minhag. Just to like fit in with the family, even though technically it was never chal on him. So therefore, the minhag is not to go legamri like the mechaber. It's not a stira, it's just a later minhag. Right, so what's the minhag? The minhag is nisgadel achar zayin potter. This gadel toch zayin, he's mashlim shiva together with his family, which is neither the Bach nor the Mechaber. Neither the Maram says he has to start counting again, because now he has to be mekayim shiva, and the Mechaber says he's part of the gamrei. The minhag is like the Mechaber, a little bit machber. The rest of the family sitting, he should also sit. It would be a little weird if he didn't join his family now that he's bar mitzvah. The other big question is, what about Yud Beis Chodesh? Here we talked about Shiva and Shloshim. So says Mechaber, Batel Minenu Kol Din Avelus. What is Kol Din Avelus? It sounds like Kol Din Avelus. That's what it says. Kol usually sounds like Kol. Everything. And that's how the Chachmas Adam understood. He says that's what it sounds like. But, says the Chachmas Adam, Asher, it's different. Right? What about Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh? What if he was in the Skadal Tov Yud Beis Chodesh? Right? Meaning, let's say better. Nisgadel toch yud beis chodesh. So, the machaber sounds pretty clearly. Of the machaber is that he's potter. Batel mimenu kol dinei avelus. However, the Chachmas Adam wants to say that maybe he's chayav. Why? Because it's not a din of avelus, it's a kibud of aim. And therefore, since it didn't kibud of aim, that's different. Kibud of aim is always chal. It's not just tashlunin. If it would be available, it would be tashlumen, because you're supposed to start right away. Here it's not tashlumen, it's kibud avayim. And kibud avayim is not named tashlumen. Every day is a new chiv kibud avayim. Even someone whose parents are dead, every day they have a chiv of kibud avayim that day. Right? That they should say avi mori. And they should say zechrono levracha, etc. So, says the Chachmas Adam, chayav, he is chayav because the ikar kiyum of keeping of aim is every day. Therefore, he's not chayav to count the new 12 months, but chayav lahashlim to finish up the 12 months.
Not to be like whatever, but like technically, kibbutz is like feeding and clothing. Like,
no, but the Gemara also says kibbutz is mechayav mechavdo achermosa. The Gemara says mefurish in kiddushin that kibbutz of aim applies even after the father's dead. Nothing to do with Yud Beis Chodesh. Just to say, even after Yud Beis Chodesh, specifically in the second year, to say Zichrono Lebracha. Or in those days, they said a little longer.
Do these things also apply to me to lie? I mean, not to say Zichrono Lebracha, but to say, like, Avi Mori.
Yeah. So, okay, there's a big deal. In the Achronim, exactly, how does this fit into Kibbutz? What's the common denominator? Fide Machilo Mashkehu. And this, is it really Kibbutz? Is it really Yira? Is it real? Okay, we're not getting into that. Lemaisa says the Gesher Chaim that Hamekel Yeshlom Alismoch, that it's nice, it's a nice chumra this Chachmas Adam, but if someone needs to be Mekel, they can. So therefore, Lemaisa says the Gesher Chaim Hamekel Yeshlo Alma Lismoch. Meaning, it's always good for the kid, you know, not to go to weddings for 12 months, etc., if that works for him. It never hurts to a little keep it extra, keep it up an aim. But that's a chiddush of Chachmas Adam. The lush of the Mechaber, and from the Mechaber to the Chachmas Adam was a few hundred years, and no one questioned it, was Baltimore and called Dimi Avelos. The Chachmas Adam says, but this keep it up an aim. Yeah, but it's in Hilchas Avelos, not in Hilchas keep it up an aim. Like, it's a part of Hilchas Avelos. So, maybe they have alumnus here. You know, how much is it keep it up an aim? Which happens to be about Avelos, how much is Avelos, which happens to be based on Kibbutz Avaim.
Right, a
Katan Sein Kaddish, a Chiyuv Gomer. That's a Chiyuv Gomer of Kibbutz Avaim for the Katan Sein Kaddish. Yeah.
Same as a Katan also.
Even as a Katan, yes. Now again, what kind of Chiyuv Gomer on the Katan is a good question. But no, that's clearly meaning. Now, again, what does Katan mean? You know, let's say someone dies and his kid is 5 years old. I think most people would not have the kid say Kaddish. I'm sure there's someone who would. But if the kid's 12 and a half years old, or close to that, then Pashut, that's my, unfortunately, it's my Simchol Yom, halavai shouldn't be, that people die and they have kids who are 10, 11, 12 years old, and the kids say Kaddish. That's Minig Yisrael. Clear Minig, all of Kaddish is Minig Yisrael, right? It's not in the Gemara, that's Minig Yisrael. It's not in the Gemara, it's not even in the Mechaber. It's in the Rama. Okay, that's about it for Patra Shinis Gadel. Then we'll move on to Shin Sadi Zayin. Shin Sadi Zayin. Din Eidos Linho Gavelos Al Pihem. What standard of Eidos do you need to know that someone died in order to be Misabel? We're not going to repeat the discussion we had earlier. What if it's also Shaila Vagona of being mocked to the wife remarrying? Let's forget about the wife remarrying. Just some. You know, even nowadays usually you know if someone died or not, but even so, sometimes you have these shilas nowadays.
You know, someone's unfortunately a prisoner of war, and you don't know if he's alive or dead. And you can have cases like this where someone's, you know, there are people who disappear even nowadays, and no one's sure what happened to them. So how much of a standard of ages do you need for avelos? So the Torah made it sound like this might be a machlokas rishonim, right? The Ramban says very low standard. And the Marami Rutenberg said that's very strange. So the Achrona argued, did he mean that's very strange, I disagree with you? Or that's very strange, but okay, I'll accept the Pesach Halacha. Doesn't matter, we hold like the Ramban. The Ramban makes a big finish. The standards of Eidos for Avelos are the lowest standards. What are the lowest standards of Avelos that we have? Of Eidos that we have? The lowest standards of Eidos that we have are four real emergency scenarios. What's called Eidos Isha. Eidos Isha does not mean Eidos testified by a woman, although a woman can testify Eidos Isha. It means Eidos permitting a woman, it doesn't mean Eidos about a woman. If you want to stone a woman, you need two Eidim just like stoning a man. Not only that, if you want to take $50 from a woman, you need two Eidim just like taking $50 from a man. It means to permit an Aguna to remarry, right? Chazal means special kulas to permit an Aguna to remarry. They were mamed an Eid Echad, not only an Eid Echad, whether it's Isha, Isha, even Eved, even Shifcha, even Eid Mipi Eid, and even a guy, if he is or she is Mesiach Lefitumo, speaking innocently, meaning doesn't know that they're testifying about a halachic case. You know, just happens to be whatever, like, you know, the someone happens to say, oh yeah, I was with this, Reuven Schwartz guy, and he got killed. And I'm lucky I escaped with my life. So that's Mesiach Lefitumo, is Neman. So we understand why that's Neman for Eidos Isha. Because Chazal wants a special kulas for Aguna, because they felt bad for the Aguna. That's where you go the extra mile, to be Matar Agunas. Why, however, for Avelos would we go the extra mile? Adarabba, we're always making an Avelos. We generally say, oh, you know, Halakha Dvarim make Avelos, Suffolk Avelos is the kula. So why, did the Ramban explain, why do we have such low standards? What did it say in the Mechaber? It's Avon Pi Echad. Even in Eid Echad, we believe him for Avelos. The Eid Mipi Eid. Even hearsay testimony. For overcoming the Seif Vituma, even a going to Seif Vituma, why would we have such low standards of testimony? What's the Svara? Anyone? What's the Svara? Why we'd have such low standards of testimony? That we believe even this inferior type of Eidos when it comes to Avelos. So the Svara is, says Arman, Milsa Davida Legluye Lo Meshaker. Something which is going to be found out in the end, people are less likely to lie about. Now, you never know, but obviously, people will lie more about something if there's no way of checking on them. They'll be very reluctant to lie if you could check up on them. Now, over here, you can't necessarily check up, but whether someone's alive or dead, eventually people are going to find out if someone's alive or dead. It's not like, you know, is this thing, did someone take Shumas or Maestros off this or not? Or, you know, did Reuven lend Shimon $200 or not? Reuven says yes, Shimon says no. No one's ever going to know. Here, if you say the guy's dead and he's alive, eventually he's going to show up someplace and then you'll be embarrassed that you said he was dead. Therefore, we are inclined to believe Eidos when it comes to Avelos. Yeah, no, obviously it could be, but no, stakes doesn't mean something terrible happened. That's what Umin Lomar Yom Nasei. It's just a normal person not going to lie about something. They'll be found that when people will find out later. It's just not a common thing to do. Because it's not a common thing to do, therefore we have low standards of testimony, and we believe any type of Eidos when it comes to Avelos. Now, there is some degree of machlokas about these things. So the Taz already points out that there's a machlokas we've shown about the goy misiach lefitumo, which we already, he quotes in the Darkei Moshe. There's a machlokas shown about goy misiach lefitumo, but we pass like the Mechaber. We even believe a goy misiach lefitumo, and we certainly believe, if they have scientific evidence nowadays, or if they have official government documents which the government would not lie about because it would undermine their system. That's like the Ilum Amarium Nase. So therefore, even if you don't have full halachic Eidos that someone's dead, you would still believe any degree of Eidos in order to be Mechayev Avelos, and we assume that they're not lying about it.
How about Bays? Shnaim omer mace or shnaim omer lo mace? Eino mis abel. What if it's a trade? 50-50 suffix whether he's dead or not, right? Two Adim against two Adim. Then there's no avelus. Why is there no avelus? So, there are two reasons given in the Achronim, both of which are good reasons why there's no avelus. Number one, Shach says, Chezkas Chaim. Chazak is that he's alive. So until proven otherwise, we assume he's still alive. And number two is Suffolk Avelus Lakula. Here, it's Mamash 50-50 Suffolk, so if we have a 50-50 Suffolk, we would not be Misabel. Would we have a low standard of ages, then we would be Misabel. The more fascinating discussion here, which is what the long Taz is about, and the short Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef, is what if we know someone died, we don't know when they died? What's the case? Someone gets a letter that their father died. And we trust the letter, because that's the Erechad, even Bechsav. Right? Even though in Bezdin we might not accept a letter, for Eidos here, we accept an Erechad, we accept the Eidim Pied, we accept a letter. The problem is you don't know when he died. Did he die 29 days ago, so Shmuel Krova, and there's a Chiyu of Shivan Shloshim, or did he die 30 days ago, and it's a Shmuel Rechoka, and there's only a Chiyu of one moment of Avelus, one Shah Achas of Avelus. Okay, so there's some discussion the Shach brings that if the person who wrote the letter was a rabbi, then Mistama, you can assume, was more than 30 days ago, because otherwise he would have told you. Okay.
What is that?
If he's a big rabbi, then he would have told you if it was less than 30 days, so you'd know to keep Sheva. So if he didn't tell you, you know, a rabbi, if you have a chiyuv, he tells you the chiyuv. You can die. Basically, if a rabbi writes you a letter and doesn't say you're chayav to do something, then you can die, you're not chayav to do it. Because rabbis have a lot of achrayus for the klal, and they would tell everyone if they had a chiyuv. Okay. But the basic principle is, what if you don't know when someone died? That can happen nowadays also, by the way. Sometimes, you know, the letters is like a little less likely nowadays. Now we have telephones. But sometimes, unfortunately, you find a murder victim or something. You don't know what happened to them. And, well, maybe that's the case a little different, because then you're before the burial. Okay, so maybe it wouldn't happen so much nowadays. Anyway, there's a fascinating machlokas here. If you don't know when he died, what is the rule? And this is the machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. We'll just review very, very much. The Kitzer, the Shach and the Bach say, what if you have a... What's the case? Safek mace toch lamed, safek lifnei lamed. Right? Says the Shach and the Bach that he is chayiv in avelus. It is considered a shmua krova. Why? Because of chezkas chay. There's a chazaka. He used to be alive. So if he used to be alive, he stayed alive till proven otherwise. So therefore, if you live 10-day postal journey from the what do you call the stamp on the letter? Whatever, from where the letter was mailed. If you live a 10-day journey from where the letter was mailed, you assume he died 10 days ago. Why? Because Chazaki was alive until proven otherwise. So therefore, he died within the last 30 days. The Taz disagrees. Taz says, Potter, it is a Shmua Rechoka. Oh, what happened to Chezkas Chayim? So he says, because Safek Avelos Lekula, what happened to Chezkas Chayim? And Chazaka Dehashta, this is very deep Shas Lomdus, we're not going to get into it totally. Chazaka Dehashta counterbalances Chazaka Demeikara. What do I mean by Chazaka Demeikara? Chazaka Demeikara, he used to be alive, so he's still alive till proven otherwise. But now he's for sure dead. Therefore, he's been dead
until proven otherwise. So he was alive. I saw him alive 2 months ago. That means he kept being alive until proven otherwise. But I know he's dead now. So just like I pushed 2 months ago forward, I push now back. He's been dead until proven otherwise. We have a rule called Tumos Keshas Mitziyasan. Anytime you have something tummy, we assume that it used to be the same as it is now. So just like we assume that it kept being the way it was 2 months ago, let's assume that it used to be the way it is now. So if one tiny he was alive until recently, because he used to be alive, and one tiny he was dead a long time, so he's now dead. So therefore they cancel each other out and we're Mekel. Ah, says the Taz, that's not the normal rule. Normally, if you have Chazaka to Meikara and Chazaka to Hashta, the Chazaka to Meikara wins. That's the rule of Chazaka, like the classic example of a mikveh. Shenim davin tachaser. The mikveh had 40 sah 2 months ago when I measured it. Now I measure it and it doesn't have 40 sah. It's very complicated based on other factors. But that factor itself is very poshut. We keep the Chazaka until proven otherwise. And the Chazaka to Meikara also always beats Chazaka to Hashta. Says the Taz, and he brings three proofs from Shas. He says, no. What's the rule? Chazaka de Meikara beats Chazaka de Hashta if the Chazaka de Meikara is eternal, is permanent. Okay, nothing's permanent. The second law of thermodynamics tells us nothing's permanent. But permanent within our normal time frames. For example, a mikveh is kosher. That mikveh is kosher until proven otherwise. It's going to be kosher forever. Now we discover that it's possible. So we say the Chazaka de Meikara beats Chazaka de Hashta. But someone's alive. What did I mention beforehand? Sorry, this is the Taz. The Shach agrees. Says the Taz, everyone's going to die eventually. No one lives forever. Right? Everyone dies, right? Generally by 120. Right? Not only is no one live forever, no one even lives 150 years. So therefore, the Chazaka de Meikara is already weak because we know he's going to die. Everyone's going to die, whether you like it or not. And therefore, the Chazaka de Meikara is a little weaker and the Chazaka de Hashta can counterbalance it. That's the big chiddush of the Taz, that even though in most of Shas, Chazaka de Meikara beats Chazaka de Hashta, when the Chazaka de Meikara is omid lishtanos, is must end, the Chazaka de Hashta is already built into the Chazaka de Meikara, you know he's going to die, everyone's going to die, therefore, the Chazaka de Hashta beats Chazaka de Meikara. If there was no Chazaka de Hashta, the Chazaka de Meikara would still win. Let's say someone's alive, and you don't know anything, you assume they're still alive, that's the base. Right? So it's only in two cases, when there's a Chazaka de Hashta and the Chazaka de Meikara is going to, can't last forever. Counterbalance the Chazaka de Meikara because everyone dies. Okay, this is a big chiddush of the Taz. The big chiddush, because the normal rule in Shas is Chazaka de Meikara beats Chazaka de Hashta. That like pushing 2 months ago forward beats pushing today back. That's the normal rule. Yes.
Let's say the mikveh, won't it eventually be chaser? Also, like people going in and out and stuff.
It's a great question. Let's assume not. Not our topic now. Okay, the Taz brings three rayas from various sugyas. The Nekudas Kesev is doches rayas. We're not going to get into that now. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin like the Shach against the Taz. The rule of Chazaka de Meikara survives, and even if there's a Chazaka de Hashta against it, and the Chazaka de Meikara was temporary in the first place. Nonetheless, Chazaka de Meikara wins, and in this case, we assume he was alive until proven otherwise, we're Mechayev Avelos. We say that's Vadai Chayev and Avelos. Yes?
Is the door for Mashiach or the Azamazim, are people living back?
That's not our problem, because right now we don't live in that door.
I'm saying the whole Yom Shadda.
Ah, you mean that door? That is. Kayadua, that's Machlokas Rishonim, between the Rambam and many, many other Rishonim. Tzarechiyot. It's a great question, unless you say that, no, we live in our door, and we don't, although, whatever, Chaklo Kol Yishayavo, that's a little tricky. I don't think, it could very well, even when Mashiach comes, people will die. Just at a later stage, people won't die anymore when we go to Olam Haba. Okay. There are definitely some Rishonim who are going to have a problem here, but we'll leave that for now. The just one thing I want to discuss, which is a fascinating machlokas, is the discussion of the Mahari mints. No, the Maharam mints, sorry. The Maharam mints has the following discussion. What if a guy thought he wasn't supposed to be a Masabel, and then
he realized he was supposed to be Mesabel. Let's say first they paskin that he shouldn't be Mesabel. Why? Because they paskin like the Taz. And then he found out, Taka, that it was within 30 days. What's the din? So, what's the case here? The case here, and here the Nekudas Kesef writes, don't believe what it says in the Shach. It was a printing mistake. And I really wrote the opposite of what it says. So it's like this. In 1 second. What if, let's say you have this case. Aleph Nisan was the burial. Chaf Nisan found out, but wasn't Miss Abel Alpi the Bach and the Shach, right? He found out, but he didn't know when, right? And then on Hey Iyar, he finds out the date of the burial. What's interesting about this case?
The Shach would say that he shouldn't keep any of this.
Oh, sorry. But he did. I apologize, but it wasn't Miss Abel. I'll be the Taz. And you're right. This is only the enough meaning for the Taz. And then he found. So what's interesting about this case? He found out about the Misa within 30 days. But he only found out that it was within 30 days after 30 days. So is this a Shmur Rechoka or Shmur Krova? Right? If you find out after 30 days, that you found out within 30 days. Does that make it Krova or Rechoka? This sounds very philosophical almost. Anyway, but Lamaisa, this is a fascinating machlokas. Okay, I'm sure the philosophers could do more with it. The Maharam Mintz says Sarach Ion, and the Shach and the Taz both say, the Maharam Mintz says Sarach Ion, and the Shach says Chayev Avelos, but in the New Critics Gatsby says that's just what the printers did. I really wrote his Potter Pravelos. So, what's this case? Says the Shach. It's a Shmua Krova, because he blame also that it was a Shmua Krova. However, says the Taz, and the real Shach, nope, this is a Shmua Rechoka. Since he didn't find out the date till after 30 days, that's a Shmua Rechoka, and therefore he's Potter from Avelos. Or 1 moment, which you already know, Kayim. Okay. Shin Tzadi Ches. Avelos Yom Rishon De Oraisa. This is a very, very fundamental locus. Who has a smartphone? I won't tell anyone. Do you know how to take pictures? You know how to, oh, yeah, you're in charge, aren't you? Okay.
I think if you still say Chesky, could you help me on the board, please?
That's what I should really do. Okay, Chesky. Please.
You don't understand me. There you go.
Okay. Is Avelos the right serving Drabanan? That is a big machlokas, and there are quite a few shitas about this. There are 4 main shitas about this.
Should this be at the beginning of Hilchos Avelos?
What?
Should this be at the beginning of Hilchos Avelos?
That is a very valid question. Anyone want to help out here? Why is this not the beginning of Hilchos Avelos? What?
They're changing up the format. They started out with that Nita.
The answer is I'm not sure. Okay, the answer is I'm really not sure. There are 2 radical shitas which are not mainstream. One is the Ravid. What does the Ravid hold? What does the Ravid hold as Doraisa?
Shiv.
Shloshim.
Shloshim
is Nidoraisa. Why is Shloshim Midoraisa? Where would he learn it from? The what? The Xerah Shava of Nasir. Doesn't.
Okay, good. But how does he know that growing out your hair has anything to do with someone dying? Exactly, from none of you, right? By none of you, it says, Rosheichem lo sifra'u, don't grow your hair. And how do we know growing your hair means 30 days, as Mati pointed out? From Gadel Parasar Roshon, Rosheichem lo sifra'u, and Nazar is 30 days, because of Yeah. So therefore we see that if Hashem has to tell Nadav and Avihu not to grow their hair for 30 days, that shows everyone else has to grow their hair for 30 days, which shows that Avel Shloshim is Midoraisa. Okay. No one passes like this Ravid. What do they all say back to the Ravid? They say, no, you're incorrect. That it doesn't mean that if Hashem had to tell Elazar and Itamar not to grow their hair for 30 days, that everyone else must grow their hair for 30 days. Just like everyone else had the custom of growing their hair for 30 days. And Hashem tells the Bnei Aaron they're not allowed to keep the prevalent customs of mourning. But it doesn't mean it's a chiyuv of mourning, it's just a custom of mourning. Meaning Hashem's not telling them not to do it because it's a chiyuv to do it, he's telling them not to do it because they're rishus to do it, and most people have the custom of doing it. Which is true. I mean, the diyuk, if Hashem has to tell these people not to do it, that doesn't prove everyone else is obligated to do it, it just proves that everyone else is allowed to do it. They're not allowed to have Veil Shloshim, and everyone else is allowed to have Veil Shloshim, and apparently, even in time of the Torah, this is a custom. That doesn't mean it's a chiyuv.
That woman's hair covering? Right?
Okay, that is a great question, but not for now. That is an excellent question. Since we're on, since we're being taped here and put on the internet, I will not mention that there is a Shitas Yachid that says Taka there's no Chiyuv Daraisa for women to cover their hair because of exactly what you just said. And if I do mention the internet, it's your fault, not mine. The other option is to either say that you have to say one of two things. Either no, there's really Masor Baal Peh. To interpret the pasuk this way, the pasuk itself doesn't necessarily prove anything, or that we learn from the pasuk that this is an improper way to go out, and therefore it's a svara that you have to look proper when you go out. Okay, but it's an excellent question. Now back to our case. Okay, so that's the right. There is I don't know who the name, which name to associate with this. That one is more of an expert in the Gaonim, but the Rif quotes Mitzas Ravasa, right? I mean, the Rif quotes Gaonim, right? So in the Rif, not in Moed Katan, but in Brachos, the Rif in Brachos, right? The Mikzas in the Rif in Brachos say Shiva is the Oraisa. He doesn't even name. He never names when he quotes Gaonim. He just says Gaonim say this. And it's wrong. The Rif disagrees. Say Shiva's Doraisa. Where would they get Shiva Doraisa from?
Yeah.
Exactly. Here he gets it from Bnei Aaron. Here he gets it from Yaakov. Not Yaakov sitting Shiva Doraisa, but sitting Shiva for Yaakov. It says, Vayas lo Aviv. Evel Shivas Yomim. Right? He made a 7-day mourning period for his father, and therefore we see that Shiva is Doraisa. Okay. No one agrees with this. I don't even know the name of the person who holds this, although if you looked at all the obscure writings of the Gaonim, maybe you could find out, maybe people know. I just don't. But there's definitely one of the Gaonim who holds this. The reason we don't agree is because Vayas La'av Evel Shivas Yom just means it was the custom to have 7 days of mourning. Doesn't mean it's a chiyuv, especially since that's before Matan Torah, and you can't learn from before Matan Torah, the Rambam tells us. Not to mention the fact that that was before Stimas Agola. So it wouldn't be the normal rules of Shiva. Okay. Those are the non-mainstream shitas. There are two mainstream shitas. What is the mainstream shita of the Gaonim? Again, Gaonim, I don't mean every single Gaon, but many Gaonim. And the Rif. And the Rambam. And the Ramban. Gaonim, Rif, Rambam, and Ramban. What do they hold? That exactly. Avelus Yom Rishon da Oraisa. As Yoni pointed out, though, only if it's the Yom Misa. Right?
And where do they learn this from? Midoraisa. Where do they get this from in the Torah? Where does it say in the Torah, Avil Yom Rishon is Doraisa? Where does it say anything about Avil Yom Rishon in the Torah?
Can't be what Hashem said to Bnei Aaron, because that was for 30 days. Can't be what Yosef and his brothers did for Yaakov Avinu, because that was 7 days. Yeah, and there's a pasuk in Navi, Vacharisa ki Yomar, but that's not going to help us with Doraisa. So the answer is, from a din Doraisa. What din is Doraisa? That applies on the day of death, and only for 1 day, as it says explicitly in a couple of masechtos, aninus. What does aninus Doraisa? Does aninus Doraisa mean the things we practice? Of not eating basar, not drinking yayin, and not eating in front of the mace, and not doing mitzvos, and not saying brachos? No, that's all midrabanan. What's aninus Doraisa? Kachim, and what goes with kachim? And maiser sheni. Now, truma, an onin's allowed to eat truma, because truma does not require simcha. An onin's tak allowed to eat truma. It's funny, like, if you would ever have to rewrite a Amud of Gemara, and they were looking for in what way maiser sheni is more chomer than truma. It's very hard, right? Because maiser sheni is more kal than truma. A zar can eat it, there's no chiyuv misvedi shamayim, etc. The way in which maiser sheni is more chomer than truma is that truma is mutter to an onin, and maiser sheni is usher to an onin, as it says explicitly in the Chumash, lo chal tiba onin mimenu. Okay, so it's basically eating kachem maiser sheni. Technically, it's also doing avod in the Beis HaMikdash if you're a kohen. But aninos, that's a din d'oraisa. That's in the pasuk, right? As the Rambam says, it says by kachem v'yachalti chatos hayom hayita b'ni Hashem. Would Hashem permit eating kachem on the day of aninos? And we also have a maiser sheni. But that's how we know it's 1 day. How do we know 1 day aninos? V'yachalti chatos hayom hayita b'ni Hashem. And that's what the Rambam says, the makor pavelus. And the makor is from aninos. And what's the other shita? The other shita is the shita of Rabbi Nutam and the Re and the Rush. And I'm just telling you what's in the Beis Yosef. There's obviously many other Rishonim. They say, nope, Avelus is only Nidrabanan. There's no Avelus in the Torah. It's all a Dindrabanan. Now, obviously, what do you notice geographically here? Ashkenazim and Sephardim. So we would not be surprised if we saw the Mechaber paskin one way and Ramah paskin another way. Let's just see how we paskin for a moment. Says the Mechaber right here. Avel Yom Rishon Imu Yomisu Kvura. If the Kvura is on the day of death, like they often do in Eretz Yisrael and hardly ever do in America. Havidor Raisa Ushar Yom Rabbanan. When is Avelus Doraisa? B'Shiva Mesim Fresh Matorah. Obviously, Avelus Doraisa in people are considered Krovim on the Doraisa level. That's Pashat. So only in the seven Krovim mentioned the Torah Shakom and Tamil Hem. Also, Sifa Link, these Shiva Shanai Dal, Vimishim Midra Bonin. Obviously, the ones they added, like your half sister from your mother's side, etc., those are only Midra Bonin. But real Krovim, real Doraisa de Krovim, on the first day, if it's the day of Misa, the Avelus Doraisa. V'yeshom Hashav Avelus Doraisa Misa Kvur Av Dorabanim Chol HaMesim. Some would say the whole thing is Dorabanim Chol HaChol. Okay, what would you think to Paskin if you were Sephardi, based on the fact that it's a Stam and a Yeshomrim? Like the Stam. And Sephardi, therefore Paskin is Doraisa. What about Ashkenazim? So, interestingly, says the Shach, V'yeshomrim V'chul V'hochi Kaimelon HaKamashim Shin Tzadi Tess if Yud Gimel, explicitly says the Ramah in, or almost explicitly says the Ramah in Shin Tzadi Tess if Yud Gimel, that we paskin it is Midrabanan. And why did the Ramah not say anything here? Probably because there's no Nafkamina here. So he waited till he got to a Nafkamina. He didn't have to write Hagos, so there's no Nafkamina. But Allah Laisa, this is the Iker Psak according to the Mechaber. And this is the Iker Psak, according to Ramah. Ashkenazim Asuma Velus Mi Drabanan. Sfarad Asuma Velus is Mi De Oraisa. Here, the Rush has a good kasha on the Rambam and the Ramban. What's his good kasha? His good kasha, which is quoted in the Taz here in Sukkot and Beis, is how could you learn Avelus from Aninos? Avelus and Aninos are two different things, right? After all, Aninos is From when till when?
Misa
until Kvura. And when does Avela start?
Yes.
After Kvura. And Ha'asr Bazeh, Motar Bazeh, Ha'asr Bazeh, Motar Bazeh. Own name is Asher and Basar V'yayin. And an Avel is Motar and Basar V'yayin. An Avel is Asr in Kibos and Rechitza, Nilas HaSandal, and an Onain is not Asr in any of these things. So that was the famous Kasha. Says, how can the Rambam learn one from the other? Now, just how can the Rambam learn one from the other? After all, there are two different times and two different sets of Yisurim. So, how do you defend the Rambam? We don't have to defend the Rambam. We're all Ashkenazi here, right? We just thumb our noses at the Rambam and say, nah, 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 nah. But, not really. Because obviously the Rambam had a Svara. So if you ask a very simple kasha, which is, the kasha is, bazeh motor bazeh, right? Meaning, Avelos does not apply the same time as Aninos. So how can you learn one from the other, right? Say that in simple words. Yisurei Avelos do not apply at the time of Aninos. And Yisurei Aninos do not apply at the time of Avelos. So how can you learn one from the other? And vice versa. So, how do we answer that? How do we defend the Rambam Udi'ime? So, one way to defend Di'ime, the sheet of the Rambam, if not the individual of the Rambam, is to deny the premise. One answer is, you know, there's a machlokes Rishonim about both of these things. One answer is, some Rishonim say Yisuri Avelos start from the Misa. Remember, machlokes Mechavim Ramah? And the Ramah said in Ashkenazim should be Machmir, like the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Peretz and others, that even from the time of the Misa, they can't take a shower, and even from the time of the Misa, he can't shave, and even from the time of the Misa, v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. So, one, you could say that Ramban and Rabbeinu Peretz and others hold that Yisurei Avelos start from the Misa. In which case, it's not Asr B'Zeh, Motar B'Zeh. Yisurei Avelos are Asr all along. Ah, the Dochiv HaTifus HaRosh, okay, maybe that's because he just needs to take care of things. You know, but fundamentally it would apply. And conversely, and this works very well for the Ramban, for example, Ramban and others hold that the Isser Onin Bekudshim Umaiser Sheni continues even after Kvura Midoraisa Min HaTorah. Everyone agrees Midorabon. But the Ramban and others assume no. Who says? He says, don't confuse Onin with Mishameso Mutalafanov. Mishameso Mutalafanov, right? That's a parak, the third parak of Brachos. That's a din d'rabbanan of being potter from Brachos and Mitzvos. And Usher and Basar Yayin, that's only Mason with Tolfanim, until burial. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about the Aninus Daraisa. Aninus Daraisa is Isser Kachem Meiser Sheni. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi sounds like the Meir says only Usher when Mason with Tolfanim, Kachem Meiser Sheni. The Ramban says, no, the Isser Kachem Meiser Sheni is all day long. People assume the Rambam also holds this. What? No, but the point is, now we say the Isser Onain is from the Misa the whole day. The Isser Avelos is from the Misa the whole day. We've now denied the premise of the Rosh. Right? That's not a kasha. The shita is that we can learn from one Isserim to other Isserim. The kasha was, how can you extend? Their shita is, you can extend from not eating kachem. Why do you not eat Maiser Sheni, kachem Maiser Sheni? Because you're in mourning. If you're in mourning, you're chayav to act like you're in mourning. That's the Raisa. Kasha was, how can you say that the reason you don't kachem Maiser Sheni is because of you're in mourning, and that therefore you chayiv to mourn midoraisa? The Isser kachem Maiser Sheni is only before burial, and mourning is only after burial. saying, no, the morning is before and after burial. The Isser Kutzman HaShin before and after burial is the same time. And therefore, if you want to extrapolate one from the other, you can. Of course, who does this not work for? Which Mishnah does it not work for? The Rambam. Because the Rambam might hold that the Isser of the Onin Kutzman HaShini is even after burial. But he definitely does not hold the Isser of Avelus applied before burial. He's very explicit that there's no Isser of Avelus before burial. That he's the most explicit. So, doesn't work for the Rambam. Not for the Rambam. So, but the Rambam's one of the main Bailu of the Shita. So the Rav said a famous word, which I really like almost all the Rav's words on Avelus resonate with me. This one, okay, you'll have to see. I actually found the same exact word the Rav said this about this. I found the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel by Rav Yecheskel Borstein, who was, he was a Rashiva in Europe. Where was he, Rashiva in Europe? Like one of the big Lamdanim, in the beginning, in the first half of the 20th century. I forget where he was a Ram. He said the same part. the Rav said like this. Says the Rav, I shouldn't even call it two. That the Rambam holds that theoretically theoretically he is Usser Bekudshim Uver Meister Shani May Shas Misa Ad Sof Hayom. And he's also Chayav Bidine Avelos Mishas Misa Ad Sof Hayom. Meaning, he takes this in and says, really, the Rambam holds that Anina Avelos can be learned from Aninos because they're really the same time period. Aninos starts in Misa and goes all day, even after Kfura, and Avelos starts from Misa and goes all day, even before Kfura. That's not what the Rambam says. So the Rav has a famous chiddush. The Rav has a famous chiddush that Avelus, even though an Avel is Usser, I think the Rambam kept 11 things the Avel is Usser in. Avelus is not a negative commandment. It's not a los aseh, neither midorash nor midrabanan. Avelus is mitzvah aseh. For the Rambam, that's particularly easy to assume because the Rambam counts Avelus the mitzvah aseh and not as a los aseh. How can it be a mitzvah aseh if there's all these things you're not supposed to do? No. It's a mitzvah saying to have a kiyum avelus believe, the Rav holds a kiyum avelus believe, and the way you create that kiyum is by refraining from certain things. But it's not an isser to do certain things. It's a kiyum to create a certain experience by refraining from certain things. Says the Rav, therefore, the Rav then takes it one step. He says, theoretically, but since me shemeso muta lefanav is pater mi mitzvah saseh, he is pater from avelus until the kfura. That really, theoretically, the Rambam learns avelus from anivas, and really it's the same thing. Right, the Rambam learns Avelus from Aninos, really it's the same time period. They both have to apply in the same time period. Otherwise, you have the Rushd attack that one applies in a different time period than the other. So really, Avelus applies from the moment of death, theoretically. But practically, it doesn't, since the Rav holds Avelus in Aseh, the Rambam holds Avelus in Aseh and not a Los Aseh, Misha Meso put Mutal Fun of his Potter from Mitzvah Aseh, so he's theoretically Chayiv in Avelus before Kfura, but practically Potter because of the Din of Misha Meso Mutal Fun of. That's how the Rav defends the Rambam. The famous way the Rav, and again, I found the exact same thing in Sefer Divrei Yecheskel. We have it in Yisrael. You should check it out. It's a very, very long Sefer. I have my sfeikos about the Svar of the Rav, because if the reason Mishmeso Mutal Fun of his Potter for Mitzvah Seh is because of Kavod HaMeis, then like he should be Potter for all the other Mitzvah Seh, but not for the Mitzvah Seh of Avelus. Like Mitzvah Seh of Avelus is related to the Meis, it's not distracting him from the Meis. It's related to the Meis. So it's a little tricky. Maybe you could defend it, saying, no, Osi Mitzvah Mitzvah, he's so busy with the Mitzvah Fuhr, he doesn't have time for this Avelos. Okay, that's how the Rav understood it. How he defended the Rambam. I thought, after you could defend the Rambam, but this is, you know, more of a stretch, I don't have any mucker for this, by just saying that, no, in a chanami, aser bezeh, moter bezeh. Until the burial, there are certain halachas which apply and other halachas that don't. After the burial, there are other halachas that apply and certain halachas that don't. But it still could all be one big mitzvah say. The mitzvah say is to mourn for the person who died in the appropriate way. And the appropriate way before burial is different than the appropriate way after burial, but it's still all one mitzvah say. The common denominator is that you have to have the key and believe. You have to show your sadness of what happened. But there are different ways of showing sadness before burial and different ways of showing after burial. Okay, whether you could say that it's a good svar or not, we'll let Mati decide. But anyway, the Rambam, you see how the Rambam's in a little trouble here. To the Rambam, Kitzer, the Rambam learns Avelos from the derisive Aninus. The Rosh attacks. Avelos and Aninus are different time periods. So for the Rambam, they're the same time period. He's glatt. For the Rambam, the Rav says they're also the same time period, just the technicality that comes in here. Or maybe you just have to say, maybe, you know, Ula Yesh Lomar, that the mitzvahs asay for the Rambam is properly to the Misa, which takes different forms before and after Kvura. Before Kvura takes the form of focusing on the Kvura. That's the way to Misabel for the Mace. And after the Kvura takes the form of just like refraining from certain enjoyable things. Okay, you can take it or leave it. Lemaisa, this is the Machlokas. Either way, we don't pass like the Rambam, but the Rambam is in a little trouble. It's the Tazir quotes from the Rush, and we've mentioned two or three ways of defending him. Shin Sadi Tes. Okay, now we get to a lot of nitty gritty. Shin Sadi Tes. And I'm not going to go over all the Machlokas Tanaim, very leisure, the Chachamim, etc. Let's stick to the Halacha Lemaisa. Din Avelos Beregel was son of Yom Tov Shein Shel Golios. Hakover Meiso Kodem Aregel Beinim Shachol Lav Avelos V'Nogu Afil Shachas. Someone buries their mace, starts Avelos before Yontif, and they keep Yontif for even again one Sha'a, as the Shach points out. Sha'a in halachic language is ambiguous. Sometimes it means Taka, an hour on the clock, one type of clock or the other type of clock, you know, and sometimes it just means a time period. The Shach here, make sure we're not confused, said it has nothing to do with Shazmanis, it just means a time period. So for even 1 minute, Kodem HaRegel, HaRegel Mafsik HaVelos Mevatel Mimenu Gzeiras Shiva. The Regel is Mafsik HaVelos and Mevatel the Gzeiras Shiva. Okay, the Regel overrides HaVelos. Why does the Regel override HaVelos? So the Gemara says in Moed Katan, in the beginning of the third Perek, maybe Daf Tesvav, probably says on the side. No, it doesn't. It says on the side where this is found, not where the Gemara explains the law. It says the myth, the asay de Rabin is docha, the asay de Yachid. Right? The mitzvah asay of Rabin, basically the Yachid is the simcha of the Rabin. All of Klal Yisrael has simcha. The Avelos is the sadness of the Yachid. Only one guy's in Avel. And there's a rule that the Rabin beats the Yachid, therefore the asay de Rabin beats the asay de Yachid. Agav, the main makor for the Rishonim held Avelos Doraisa is this Gemara. So it says, Asein diyachid, Asein means Doraisa. Okay, the main makor of the Rishonim says Darabanan is the one place in the Gemara where the Gemara says it's Darabanan. And they say Asein means Asein and Darabanan. Okay, but the Asein Darabanan beats the Asein diyachid. That's why Regel is mafsek Avelos. The The Rav has a famous chiddush here. The Rav asked the famous question. It's a very strong question. He says, even if there's an essay in Yontif, anyone know Harum Mikayim, the essay in Yontif of Simchas Yontif? Harum Mikayim, the essay of Simchas Yontif? Basar and Yayin. Without getting into it's not in the Mikdash and nowadays, etc., Basar v'Yayin is a good summary. Executive summary, Basar v'Yayin. Is an Avel allowed to eat Basar v'Yayin? I just mentioned earlier, Misha Mesa Mutal Fanav can't eat Basar v'Yayin, but Avel can eat Basar v'Yayin, or eat Basar and drink Yayin. So the Rav had a very simple question. It says, why is there a clash between the Asay D'Yachid and the Asay D'Rabin? Why not just Mekayim Eftel Lekayim Shneim, right? Eftel Lekayim Shneim, look, the Rish Lakish says all over Shas. Let him eat meat and drink wine, and wear torn clothing, and not wear shoes, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? And be kofa his mita, and be otef his rosh. Why is there a stira between this assay and that assay? Particularly, he says, according to the Rambam, where we're talking about the assay d'oraisa of simple shantif. So mita d'oraisa, it's basar v'yayin. It's not anything else. Right? No one says mita d'oraisa. You have to wear nice clothing on Yontif, and you have to wear shoes on Yontif. So what's the stira? So, especially for the Rambam, we're talking about Asay Doraisa and Asay Doraisa. What's the stira?
What does that mean especially for this?
Because you could have said, no, Midrabanan, you have to wear nice clothing on Yontif, and therefore that goes against Kriya and goes against Nihilas Asando. And Midrabanan, you have to shave for Yontif, and Midrabanan, you have to bathe for Yontif. Yeah. So therefore you can say it's a real stira, right? Midrabanan, it's easier to say it's a stira. What do you mean? You're allowed to wear tattered clothing and walk barefoot on Yontif? No, clearly Midrabanan need Yontif clothing, right? But for the Rambam, Midrabanan, it's very hard. Why not be Mekayim both? So the Rav famously answered with a double chiddush. Says the stira is not on the level of Maisa. The stira is on the level of Lev. The Rav had two chiddushim. A, the real mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is not to eat meat and drink wine. The real mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is Simcha V'Lev. The way you accomplish that, the way you engender that, is by eating meat and drinking wine. But the real key is to be happy inside. Right? If you eat meat and drink wine and are depressed about it, then you haven't really been Mekayim Simchas Yontif. And the Rav said, conversely, the Iker Kiyum of Avelus is not to refrain from doing 11 things. The Iker Kiyum of Avelus is the sadness believed against Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. Although the Rav tried to finesse that somehow, but Pashas against Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei says no Kiyum for an Avel to be sad. He just has to be respectful. He said, respect the mace. He doesn't actually have to be sad. He can be overjoyed inside, and that's fine as long as he shows respect. The Rav says, no, chas v'shalom. The Iker Kiyum of Avelos is belief. And the Iker Kiyum of Simchas Yontif is belief. And therefore, it's a stira. You're either happy or you're sad. You can't be happy and sad at the same time. I mean, everyone can be a little happy and a little sad at the same time. You can't be happy like you're supposed to be in Yontif and sad like someone's supposed to be if they're in Avel at the same time. Therefore, it's a stira. Okay, this is the very, very famous perspective of the Rav on two areas of halacha, the area of Simchas Yontif and the area of Avelos. This also answers another kasha, which didn't need answering. Why is Shabbos not Mevatel Avelos? After all, on Shabbos, you have to wear nice clothes that aren't ripped, and you have to wear shoes, and you have to bathe, and you have to all the things that Avel's not supposed to do. So why is Shabbos not Mevatel Avelos? This is not a hard question, because you just give a technical answer. Why is Shabbos not Mevatel Avelos? Because, what? No, you could have given a very technical answer. Because, ain't the number self. No, those are also known in Yontif, according to most Rishonim. Because every 7 days has Shabbos. So obviously, the Chacham intended Shabbos shouldn't be Mevatel Avelos, or else you're never going to get to seven. So that's a very technical answer, is it not? Yes. But the Rav says, no, it's not a technical. You can't argue with that technical answer. It's a good one. But the Rav would say, no, but it still has to work out conceptually, right? You know how the Rav was. Even if you had a good technical answer, he'd say, it's a very nice technical answer, but the concepts still have to work. So talk about why doesn't Shabbos, I am saying Shabbos can't be Mevatel Avelos because Ein L'Dabar Sof would be ridiculous. But why not Taka? So the Rav says, no, the difference between Simchas Yontif and Oneg V'Kavod Shabbos, Simchas Yontif is a key in belief. Owning Kavod Shabbos is not a key in belief. owning and covet Shabbos is just something you have to do outwardly. And therefore, says the Rav, there's no stira between Avelos and Shabbos. We'll see this. I'll explain something else much more nicely. There's no stira between Avelos and Shabbos. Avelos, the person should be sat inside in Dvarim Shemitzina. And outwardly, he should be mechaved in ma'aneh, the Shabbos, and there's no stira. But there is a stira between Shabbos and Yontif, because it's between Avelos and Yontif, because they're both human belave, and therefore they cannot coexist. That's why the Rav explains something else, which is much harder to explain, which is, at least according to most Rishonim, how come if he starts Avelos and Shabbos, how can someone start Avelos and Shabbos? No, but how can they start Shiva on Shabbos? Yeah, after all, we're not allowed to bury on Shabbos, even on Yidei Goyim. Either he's Misyayish or he hears a Shmuel Krova, right? Either he's Misyayish or he hears a Shmuel Krova on Shabbos. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. What if someone starts Avelos on Yontif, which is totally mutter, because on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to bury, and Yontif Sheni in the old days you're allowed to bury, and then Yontif Rishon you're allowed to bury on Yidei Goyim, on Yidei Amir Lako. Someone starts Avelos on Regel, it doesn't count towards the Shiva. They don't start counting the 7 days till later. Says the Rav, how come on Shabbos it counts towards the Shiva? And Yontif doesn't count towards the Shiva if it starts. The Rav says, very posh. On Shabbos you can have a Kiyum Avelos Belev and you'll be Mechavim on Shabbos outwardly. But on Yontif you can't have a Kiyum Avelos Belev because you have to have a Kiyum Simcha Belev. And therefore, it doesn't count towards Shiva. Okay, that was the Rav's general approach to things. Now, let's do a few halachas, and then we'll have to call it a day. Kovar mesu kodem regel, but inisha chol ha-velos v'nogu ha-filu sha'achas kodem regel, ha-regel mafsik ha-velos v'mvatel mimenu gzei ras shiva. Okay, this, by the way, you should know that this halacha practically is sometimes very difficult for the families involved. You know, when someone has a funeral right before Yontif, if someone has a funeral 5 days before Yontif and then they end their Shiva a day earlier, Seder, you know, it doesn't really make that much of a difference to them. But sometimes people, like Mamish, Erev Pesach, you know, while you're sitting at your Seder table, they have a Levaya, and they sit Shiva for 1 minute, and then Pesach comes, or whichever other Regel, and they don't have Shiva. Sometimes it's hard for the people that they don't have an opportunity to sit Shiva, etc. And it may be right that it's hard for them, because the Gemara says, the Asay de Ravim, always the Asay de Yachid. Nonetheless, the fact that the Ravim have a holiday has to outweigh the needs of the Yachid. In Judaism, we have a general rule that the needs of the Ravim usually come before the needs of the Yachid. But, you know, if someone is the rabbi, they have to have extra sensitivity to the fact that, you know, everyone else, when their father died, had 7 days where everyone came, etc., and these people did not. But, nonetheless, that's the halacha, because the Asay de Ravim takes precedence. What is Nagba Filusha Achas Kodama Regal? A regal masakil Zeras Shiva. What does it mean Nohag Sha'achas? What counts as being Noheg Sha'achas? So the classic examples are, says the Taz, even took off his shoes. Just taking off his shoes, that's enough. The trickier part is, what if he is Noheg passively Sha'achas? Meaning taking off his shoes. I know how logically taking off his shoes is just refraining from wearing shoes. But Tachlis, you can see he did a physical act, right? He took off his shoes. Right, in the old days, he would overturn his bed or do a thibus arosh, if you know nowadays. But that's a classic way to do a maisa avelos, is either take off his shoes or to sit on the floor. Right, those are ways of doing maisa avelos. Taking off your shoes is the best one. But what if he didn't? Let's say the guy happened to be he had no time to sit on the floor, and he wasn't wearing shoes, whatever the case may be. Is it enough to passively keep avelos for a short time period? Like, for example, now it's funny, because like you can't even notice the guy's doing it. Let's say the guy was going to shower and didn't. He was going to learn and didn't. Right? Meaning, I think you have to say he was going to. Because right, otherwise, everyone passively doesn't do certain things sometimes. Let's say he decided internally in his head he refrained from doing something for 1 minute because of avelos. Does that count to be mevatel shiva?
I mean, and even if he doesn't, even if that's not an option, he can't do those things.
No. I think you would only go so far if he could have done those things.
I mean, but he could have taken a shower, but he couldn't have sat down on the floor?
Don't ask me. Maybe he could have. He just didn't think of it.
Like, I presume he has to be like.
I don't know. Maybe there's spikes on his. I don't know. Maybe he's trouble with his knees and he can't sit on the floor. You know, you never know. Maybe
it must be that he has to have some mental reason that I'm now keeping it. But
maybe he's 5 years old and there are crocodiles on the floor. You know, so you can only jump from the furniture to furniture. Whatever the case may be, don't pretend you haven't done that. Anyway, but I mean, theoretically.
Because there's a problem, because, like, anytime you're not doing Tosh much, then you're right. Giving all the availability. So, like,
right, so it means, but he actively thought he would do something and didn't do it. He wanted to do something he didn't do because of Avilos. Did that count or not? That's very controversial among the Maimonides Poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan says explicitly that counts. Said the Aruch HaShulchan is explicit that counts. It's not so clear, but since the Poskim later say even on Shabbos he can be Mekayim Mitzvos Avilos, and that would count. So on Shabbos, how does he Mekayim Mitzvos Avilos? Like, let's say he finds out that his relative died on Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Right? We just had Shabbos, Erev Yontif a week ago, no? Shabbos, Erev Shavuos. He finds out that his relative died. So it's Mefurish. If he keeps Mitzvos Avilos, Reilon Vatal Shiva. What does he do on Shabbos? He can't take off his shoes on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to take off shoes on Shabbos. Some of the Baal Shulchan says, maybe it's some Hechatim, so he took off his shoes on Shabbos. And he was allowed to. No one was looking. He locked the door. But the simple shot is no. What if he just refrained from bathing and refrained from learning and refrained from marital relations and whatever the case may be? So the simple shot is that, like the Aruch HaShulchan, certainly Alocha Dibrei Mekel Ba'Avel, that if someone kept, certainly the proper thing to do is always to keep Avelos actively. And then for sure he kept, like the rabbi at the funeral always says, it's almost Yontif, take off your shoes now, and now you've been Kabbalah Avelos. Now you've been Kayim Avelos. But even if someone was only Mekayim Avilos passively, not like Shua said, they just, for 1 minute, they didn't do Tashvi Shemitah because most minutes, most people don't do Tashvi Shemitah. No, that doesn't count.
That wasn't what I was saying. Should be.
Yeah, I understand. That was just your example, not your Shita. That was your straw man. But if they actually were about to do something and then decided not to do something they would have done because of Avilos, then we can also rely on the Aruch HaShulchan to count that as Avelos and it's Batal Minu Gzira Shiva.
Could you have something where I am now being Makabel, the ideas of Avelos and all these things that come with it? I don't have the time to actually, like, you know, it's 3 minutes before Shkia or whatever. I'm not actually going to physically all this, but right now I'm having Kabbalah of.
No, we'd have to go for it. We'd have to go further than that.
Yeah, like specifically plan to do something.
Yes.
In the
yes. I mean, Lechatchila, the person should actually do something. Active, noticeable
like
to the naked eye, like
Shabbos.
Taking off his shoes. What?
I had a conversation on Shabbos and how you somehow cut them on Shabbos. It's not because, like, no one says you have to tell you were going to go learn on Shabbos, then you stopped. You just didn't do these things.
I understand your taina, but that would be going very far, especially since a lot of Achronim say it has to be active. So halacha lemaisa, I think we can go like the Aruch HaShulchan and say if he either took off his shoes, which is the right way to be Mekayim Avelos, or sat on the floor, which is the right way to become Mekayim Avelos, or even if we're stuck, if he just decided not to wash, or etc., that can count as Mekayim Avelos, then it's Batal Mimenu Gzeiras Shiva. And then what happens? The Me'a Regel Olam Minyan Shloshim, but it's not Batal Shloshim. So the days of the Chag count for Shloshim, and then we have funny math, right? There's very creative math when it comes to count Shloshim. Even 1 minute of Shiva before Yontif counts as 7 days, because it was a kiyum of a 7-day Shiva. And Yontif counts as 7 days, no matter how long it is, even if it's Shavuos. So, for example, let's say someone found out their relative died on Shabbos afternoon, Erev Shavuos, and was misabel for the rest of the afternoon. Shabbos would count as 7 days. Because it was a kiyum of Shiva. And Shavuos would count the 7 days, because it's a chag, and a chag counts as 7 days. And therefore, they would already have had 14 days of Shloshim, they'd only have 16 days left. Okay, the exact examples will be mentioned later. Right? Only if he was Noga Velos before Yontif, even if only Dvar Shabbatzinah, because Shema 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 Korbiyom Shabbos Cholis Be'er of Regal, like the example I just said, Shabbos Shema Noga Dvar Shabbatzinah, Regal Mafsik, even if he only kept the Velos Batzinah, that still counts, and then the Regal is Mavato. The Shiva.
Avalom shogag ohizid velo nog avelos. But if, either b'shogag or mazid, he didn't keep avelos at all before yantif, or it was so close, it was like a second before yantif started, and he didn't have any time to do anything, ain't a regular mavatel avelos, and a regular is not mavatel avelos. And for sure, if he didn't know till it was already yantif, then yantif is not mavatel avelos. Ella noeg beregel. So what happens if regel's not mivatul liavelus? Noeg beregel dvarim shebetzina. He keeps dvarim shebetzina on the regel. This is a famous machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the other rishonim, right? Which is, what does an ovel do during shiva or before shiva on yantif, right? So what about if you have an ovel beregel kodem shiva? Says the Rambam that there is no Nihuge Shiva. Says the other Rishonim, as a matter of fact, it says explicitly in the Gemara Ksubas against the Rambam. It's clear that the Rambam had a different Gersa. It says explicitly in the Gemara Ksubas on Yonta, on Regel, Dvarim Shiva Tzinar Noheg. So everyone says the Rambam must have not had the Gersa. He must have had the Gersa on Shabbos. But all the other Rishonim say that he's Noheg. He's noheg devarim shivitzina, and we paskin like all the other rishonim against the Rambam. And now, if he was avel before yantif, it's batal shiva. But if he only found out and he wasn't knowing before yantif, or he only found out on the regel yantif cholamoid is the same for these purposes. Then, or we'll see in Sif Beis, he buried on yantif. Then he's knowing Dvarim Shebetzina until Shiva starts. What's fascinating is, according to the other Rishonim, he has to keep Dvarim Shebetzina of Shiva, but it doesn't count towards Shiva. If he has to keep Dvarim Shebetzina, why doesn't it count towards Shiva? So, it's a little tricky, because on Shabbos, when someone keeps Dvarim Shebetzina, it counts. So here, the Rav has a very good explanation. Even though he has to keep Dvarim Shebetzina, it can't count as a kiyum, because he doesn't have a velus in his leaf. Midrabanan is to keep Dvarim Shebetzina, but it can't count as a kiyum because there's no avelus belev. That's the best explanation for this. Lamaisa, what do we say? Umona Shiva achar regel, and then he keeps Shiva after the regel. So basically, if someone either buries on the regel, or finds out on the regel, or buries right before the regel, and in a very unlikely scenario, doesn't even keep 1 minute of avelus before yantif, then they're in pre-shiva ol yantif, and they keep dvarim shebetzina, because we hold not like the Rambam. And after yantif, they start counting shiva, and is after yantif the regular shiva? So, no, there's two kulas. Osam shiva malachta, or differences. Osam shiva malachta nasa li diachir, ravadav shemchosu osam betzinim sof beso, kemich karan is batal, shiris mea regal mi malacha, afrik shalon is batal, machzah evil, machzah regal, sof sof nagdin din avelus, ben imalacha, hilkach in lahakmeru kamo bishar avelus. He says there are two funny cases in this case. One funny thing is that the Isser Melacha, since a regal is also kind of Isser Melacha, right? Even Cholamoid has an Isser Melacha, although it's not total. Therefore, he already had the Isser Melacha for the 7 days of the regal. So therefore, he was Yotzei the Isser Melacha on the 7 days of the regal and doesn't have to keep a full Isser Melacha during the subsequent days of Shiva. He himself can't do malacha, but his work, he can have other people work for him. And even his avodim and shvachos can do it betzina in his house. That's one funny thing. The second funny thing is, the rabbim come, pay shiva calls to him the whole yontif. And therefore they don't pay shiva calls to him after yontif. Okay, we'll see a little later that we don't actually keep this literally. But that is the sort of funny thing in this case. He has basically for the 7 days of the regal, let's say it was Pesach, 7 days. For the 7 days of the regal, he has pre-shiva, and then he keeps a full shiva afterwards, except for two things. In the pre-shiva, he has an Isser Malacha, so therefore he keeps a watered-down Isser Malacha afterwards. And in the pre-shiva, people come to comfort him, therefore he has a watered-down comforting afterwards. It says people are not Masas L'Nachmo, but we'll see in the next Sif. They really do visit. They just aren't menachem as much. Okay, we'll come back to that. And then he adds, "V'regel olam min shloshim. Regel counts for shloshim. Shari din shloshim. I give it to his poros. No, I give regel. Because after all, the din shloshim, which is or gias in his poros, applies to the regel. Remember, third paragraph of cotton, two things you can't do in the regel. are laundry and haircuts for their own reasons. Velo mitoras regel vovad aser. Ella af mitoras avel shari mitoras regel mutal levels kelim gohatsim chadashim levanim v'notel tzparim misharayim, which is only for Sardim. The Sameach Simchas Bereus in some circumstances. V'abam disayom disashiva ashar shemanu chachamim mutar l'sap l'chavish midin avelos asu b'kulam kimo b'echol. This is a famous machlokas between the Rush and the Ramban. And with this, we will have to add, and then we'll come back to, we'll end, and we'll have to come back to it next time, because we'll see Sif B is going to be the same basic principles as Sif Aleph. What happens if an Avel Beregel Toch Lamed? That could be either pre-Shiva or post-Shiva, is actually the same rules. Doesn't matter if it's the case of pre-Shiva or it's post-Shiva. Regel broke Shiva. Right? Either pre or post Shiva. So the Gemara says it counts towards Shloshim, right? Ole Regel Ole Leminyan Shloshim. Why is Regel Ole Leminyan Shloshim? Because it's Noeg Yisrael Shloshim. What does it mean Noeg Yisrael Shloshim? Here we have Mohot being the Rush versus the Ramban and probably most Rishonim. Says the Rush, Noheg Eser Gihutz Vitis Pores Midin Regel. Every regel is usher in laundry and haircuts. Says the Ramban, no. Says the Ramban, since that's true, Noheg Gam Kane Kol Dine Shloshim Bitsina, and all Dine Shloshim are Bitsina pretty much. Midin Avelos. What does the Ramban say is the nafkaminas between him and the Rush? The Rush doesn't actually say this so explicitly. So therefore, the Rush never fleshed it out. It says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is Osir Lilbosh Miguhatsim, right? Everyone knows, Anyant, if you're not allowed to do laundry in Cholomoy, of course you can wear clean clothing from your closet, but Avelos, you can't even wear clean clothing. And Osir Lisaper Ulechabes Afilu Em Yatsami Beis Hashivya. Remember the mission where Cotton says, if you got out of jail, or etc., Shivya is captivity, not jail, then you can get a haircut and do one in Cholomoy, but not if he's an Avel doing Cholomoy. And he says, not allowed to cut fingernails with the Kli, although Ashkenazim say not allowed to cut fingernails with the Kli Cholomoy either in some circumstances. And just one other example would be Aser Likanes Lebeis HaMishta. Right? We Paskin like the Ramban against the Rush. Oh, the Taz quotes that the Masas Ben Yamin Paskin like the Rush. But we don't care. We Paskin, everyone Paskins like the Machaber here, like the Ramban against the Rush. We won't get into the rise back and forth. So basically, during the Regel, full Shloshim applies. Obviously, only Betzina, but full Shloshim is pretty much Betzina. You know, unless you have a weird case of Farhesia. You know, it's his brother Shev Brachos, and therefore it would be Farhesia if he didn't come. Okay, but that's a rare case.
Meaning, if he came back from, you know, servitude, or he came back from Tennessee, and he didn't get a haircut throughout the rest of it, what does that count as? I mean, it seems to describe as that being, like, you still
it's a good question.
But that should be pretty for Farhesia.
It might depend.
Like, you know the Hector that he could have really done it, but he's purposely not relying on
that. Okay, but I'm not sure.
The Lacha seems to be that he doesn't have to.
Yeah, I hear the Taina. Tzarechi, and it could be that, no, there are different explanations why the person might look like that. Maybe he's waiting to take pictures for his book contract. I don't know. You never know. Anyway, Lamaisa, we pass like the Ramban. Okay. Is there anything else I want to say about Sif Aleph? Give me half a second. Yes, one or two things. Yes, one thing, and that will end, is Dvarm, you know, Dvarm Shvetzina. What are examples of Dvarm Shvetzina he has to keep on the regal? So, for example, Tashva Shamita, he's also in Tashva Shamita regal, that's obviously Dvarm Shvetzina. Rechitza, that's also Dvarm Shvetzina. Right, I'm going to have to take a shower every morning. How about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, we normally assume is Dvarm Shvetzina, right?
Talmud Torah is also on Shabbos for an Avel. Big chiddush of the Dos H, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva here. But Mutter B'Talmud Torah. That's a tremendous chiddush. Talmud Torah is a verb of Tzina. The Dos H says nonetheless he's Mutter in Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Brura, by the way, you should know this entire Simon Shin Sadi Tes is copied over in Orach Chaim, Tavkof Mem Ches. You could look at all the Mishnah Brura there if you want to. The Orach HaShulchan here and there, and the Mishnah Brura there, brings machlokas, a pas like the Das Eish. What's a svara? A very good svara. Hopefully we should don't have to be available. But it's a good svara for us all to remember Yontif time. It says, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. The Iker Kiyam of Simchas Yontif is not just Basar Yayim. Can't have Simchas Yontif without Talmud Torah. Of course, what sugya does that remind us of? How do you know Talmud Torah is part of Simchas Yontif? Maybe he just made that up because he's like very yeshivish. Exactly. Right. Rabbi Yeshua says Chetzi Lachem, and Rabbi Elazar says either Kudla Hashem or Kudla Lachem. And what do we assume from there? That on Yontif, just like there's Dachem, there's food and drink, there's the Torah. And the food and the drink and the Torah are equal parts of the Kiyum of Yontif. Not just Stam, it's a covered Yontif. No, it's the inner essence of Yontif is Talmud Torah. Whether it's half and half or all or nothing, we paskin half and half. So just like the Chetz Yilachem, these Basar V'Yayin is the Iker Simchas Yontif, likewise the Torah is the Iker Simchas Yontif. It's a big chiddush. Without Torah, it's not Simchas Yontif. And therefore, says the Das H, and the Chanami, you don't have to do Tashrus Amita on the regel. Is a person a little sad if he can't do Tashrus Amita? Yes, but it doesn't take away the essence of Simchas Yontif to not do Tashrus Amita. Okay, you shouldn't shower every day in Yontif. Is he a little sad? Yeah, but it doesn't take away the essence of Simchas Yontif. But if you don't learn Torah, it takes away the essence of Simchas Yontif, because you'd be Chetz Yilachem, Chetz Yilachem, or that's the Tanah we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, since such an etzem part of Yontif, therefore there's no such thing as keeping Yontif without Talmud Torah, and therefore there's a heter of Talmud Torah, that is halacha l'maisa, and it's a good lesson about the nature of Yontif. We'll have to continue. We have one